The Rwandan genocide began 27 years ago today. Nearly a million Tutsis and moderate Hutus were slaughtered by Hutu militias spurred on by a racist criminal regime. Allegations that France was complicit have poisoned relations with Rwanda ever since. Now France is officially examining its role in the humanitarian disaster. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
15 French historians have spent the last 2 years poring over government archives, diplomatic cables, and military files. Their conclusion? France was not directly complicit in Rwanda's mass killings, but French authorities supported the violent and extremist Rwandan government, were blind to its preparations for the massacre, and reacted too slowly to stop the genocide. The historians say France therefore bears overwhelming responsibility for the Rwandan tragedy. Historian Vincent Duclair led the commission.
La France ne comprend rien, alors même qu'il y a un massacre qui est organisé.
France did not understand at all. These were organized massacres with calls to kill on the radio and buses transporting militias. This was not inter-ethnic violence, as we called it. It was planned genocide.
The report is particularly damning for former French President François Mitterrand, who saw France as competing with Anglo-American influence in Africa. Mitterrand considered Rwanda's Hutu President Juvenal Habyarimana a great Francophone friend and ally. For France, the enemy was the Rwandan Patriotic Front, the Tutsi group in exile in neighboring Anglophone Uganda, led by Paul Kagame, who is Rwanda's president today. Vincent Hugeu is a professor, writer, and journalist. He spent 13 years as Africa editor at L'Express magazine and was on the ground in Rwanda.
It was one of the most traumatic professional experiences I had.
Hugeu says the report exposes Mitterrand's blind and systematic support for a racist, corrupt, and violent Rwandan regime.
Why? Because of the linguistic obsession. In the mind of Mitterrand, who was at the time a man of the past, Rwanda was perceived as one of the last threatened outposts against the Anglo-Saxon conquest. It might sound, simplistic, even ridiculous, but it's true.
The genocide began after Habyarimana's plane was shot down by unknown forces in April 1994. French troops arrived 2 months later under a UN mandate to stop the genocide. Retired French Brigadier General Patrice Sartre commanded part of that force. He says even then his government's orders were inappropriate and led to tragic mistakes.
When we arrived in Rwanda, around 10,000 Tutsis were still resisting in the Bisesero Mountains in the western part of Rwanda. But because of a wrong assessment of the situation and because of inappropriate orders, we intervened only 3 days later when only 1,000 or 2,000 Tutsis were still alive.
The report says President Mitterrand and his coterie of like-minded advisors ignored warnings from French diplomats and military officials in Rwanda and pressed on with their own policy.
Merci à vous.
Merci.
Merci.
Franco-Rwandan couple Alain and Defroza Gauthier tracked down Rwandan war criminals. Defroza says many killers are still living freely in France.
Il est positif parce que il montre clairement la responsabilité de la France.
The report is positive because it shows the responsibility of France, and especially Mitterrand and his close advisors. It's very important for French public opinion that the French people know what they did.
President Emmanuel Macron's decision to commission the report and open the archives to the public are an effort to improve relations with Rwanda. The Rwandan government has called the report a step forward, and Macron is said to be planning a trip to Kigali next month. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.